Wishing you a lovely Tuesday as we continue with this week's theme, which is all about your frustrations. So every week I'm aiming to help you move into a place of balance, a place of calm, and a place that you can be able to take steps to move forward in your life towards your dreams and your goals and all of those wonderful things. But not everything is always positive. And what I mean by that is that for us to be able to do all of those things, be in balance and move forward and everything, we have to actually acknowledge what's going on for us. And this is a really interesting topic then, because our frustrations are part of the reason why we get stuck. Our frustrations are things that sometimes we find things annoying us and we don't want to acknowledge them because we may even feel they're petty. We may feel like they're taking too much of our energy, which they are. And we may just not give them any acknowledgement for fear of saying, if I focus on it, it's going to bring me into a more negative space. But what about if you look at it in a different light? I do agree that if we focus on something too much and get irritated by things too often, we're not going to be able to move forward in our life. And actually, we'll just stay stuck in a lot of these resentments and anger and frustration and annoyances and things that irritate us. But what about if you looked at it in a way of saying, okay, let me just figure out what's annoying me. Let me get annoyed for 5 minutes, set a timer on your phone and say, for the next 5 minutes, I am just going to rant out loud to myself. I'm going to write down everything I think about. I'm going to punch a pillow, whatever it is. Because if there are frustrations or irritations within you, they are going to stay there. And they're going to actually make you feel worse when another irritation comes along that you are maybe not acknowledging. And it's just very important. This evening, I actually had a text message from a client of mine who was saying she was finding herself very anxious, and she was really sorry for texting me, and I didn't mind her texting me at all. She never would do that, so I knew that she was actually feeling really, really anxious, and I suppose in a sense feeling a little bit desperate of how to overcome this. And she said that there were certain things going on over the last couple of days and was actually making her really anxious and get really down. And I just said to her simply in a text, you know what? And of course she was apologizing for texting. I said, first of all, it's no problem to text. And I said, second of all, it's completely okay to feel how you're feeling. You're allowed to get anxious. You're allowed to feel down. You're allowed to be worried and frustrated about things that are going on. But allow yourself the space to be able to look at that. Now, this text actually only came in about 20 minutes ago, and I thought it was interesting because I was getting ready to record all of this stuff. And just by doing that, and she wrote back and she just said, God, that really helps, because it was just allowing her, you know, to have her feelings and not to tell her she shouldn't feel like that or to tell her to feel more positive. It was just simply, it's okay, feel how you feel and you'll move on from it and through it so much quicker than you would if you keep those resentments in. So when we have frustrations, they can border from very simple irritations with people to like major frustrations that are going on in our life. So some examples I'll give you of this would be one irritation that I can have sometimes, which can be on a consistent basis, is just maybe doing things for people that I want to do. So in my way is like, I want to do this, or nobody's asked me to do it, I want to do it. And then when I do it, I feel like it's not like appreciated. And I used to get very frustrated with this because I do it and then, you know, but you don't do something or give something for acknowledgement or appreciation or gratitude when you are voluntarily doing that. So this morning, actually, I was going to do something that, again, I was wanting to do. And then I thought to myself, okay, don't go and do this if you're going to get irritated. And I was like, no, why am I doing this? And I said, I'm doing this because I want to actually help somebody else. And it makes me feel good to know that they're looked after or minded in a certain way. So if I'm going to go and do this, I'm going to do this without the expectation, even if they're not grateful for it, or even if they don't recognize what I'm doing, what is the real reason behind it? So, and then I did it and it was fine. And I actually did get the kind of appreciation for it, even though I wasn't expecting it. And my point about that is, which is really, that's on me. So that's a frustration. One, I'm creating in myself. Two, it's a frustration that I'm creating in myself all of the time. This could be daily, it could be weekly, so it's constantly there. And then it builds and builds and builds and builds. And also, if I'm that frustrated, what is my reasoning behind creating a frustration for myself? So if I'm doing something, why do I feel I need to do it? Is it because I want to be a good person, or am I looking for acknowledgement? Am I looking for someone else to make me feel something about myself that only I am in control of? Then if we look at bigger frustrations that we might have in our lives and bigger things that are going on, which might be looking at aspects of our life and not feeling like we've progressed as much as we want to, or like we've regrets over things we haven't done. And I definitely over the last month or two have been experiencing a little bit around this. I suppose I've been changing a lot around my work, and I've been looking back at like the last 10 years, because that's when I started out in this work. I was just after turning 27. So at the time I would have thought I was like quite old at 27, but looking back now, I'm like, God, I was only 27 starting out like in this area and like starting a business by myself and everything. And those 10 years have gone remarkably fast. Like, I still feel about 27, not 37. And I kind of have been thinking about different things I should have done differently, or different ways I should have done it. And I've been putting a lot of pressure on myself for that. And that has been building up a huge amount of frustration. And all that that frustration has done is actually block the progress that I've wanted to make. So even though I've had these frustrations for the last month or two, I've really been trying to deal with them as they've been coming up. Why am I feeling like this? You know, like I said, you know, at the start of this, giving myself the space, as you need to give yourself the space to ask myself why I'm frustrated and to look at what I can do to change it. So when you take the frustrations that you would have thought about yesterday, or if you didn't get time, think about them today, from the small frustrations to the big frustrations. All I wanted you was to think about what they were. Today, I want you to think about what's the foundation behind them? Where are these actually coming from? What is stemming? Where are they stemming from that these frustrations are coming up? Because generally they're not really about what's going on, okay? I gave my very trivial example of something I was doing this morning, which I'm creating myself, but doing that time and time and time again will obviously lead to worse frustrations within my system. And over the weekend, I watched a really interesting documentary on Netflix called Heal. I would highly recommend it to you. I had actually rented it on YouTube last year when it came out. And it is amazing around looking at our connection to our body, looking at healing ourselves from a medical perspective, an alternative perspective, from our mind, from our diet, from our exercise, all of that. But the amount of energy that we carry every single day, from thinking about what we're going to cook for dinner, might be getting worried about that, how we're going to, you know, fit everything in at the weekend and make sure we're doing what we need to do for other people, even making sure what we need to do for ourselves, to obviously bigger things in our life. All of that is creating energy within yourself. And the biggest part of this stuff around frustration is, where are you holding that frustration? Where is that coming out? So I've struggled with my skin for years. Thankfully, it is clear now, which is wonderful, over the last year. But really, when I've always looked at that, it's like all my irritation, all my frustration, all my anger, all the things that I couldn't verbalize or didn't know how to verbalize was just literally popping out of my skin. My skin was completely raw, red, and inflamed and covered. And I mean covered in acne. And when I would look at my face, I would know, this isn't the face of someone who's calm or dealing with their stuff. This is the face of somebody who's not dealing with anything. And I would know that when I was looking at it. But obviously, when you're dealing with a skin issue as well, the more you would look at it, the more stressed you would feel. And it would just counteract and send you into more breakouts. So it's all about reducing stress. It's about connecting with ourselves. And that is about acknowledging the things that really, excuse my language, but piss us off. And that's what we've got to look at. So you're looking at those frustrations and trying to figure out what's behind them. Why are you feeling frustrated? And also, what do you need to do to be able to release them from your system? What's the healthiest way that you can do that? Like I said, is it going for a run? Is it punching a pillow? Is it going into the house when there's nobody there screaming at the top of your lungs? What is it that's going to help you? So I hope this helps you today, and I hope it allows you that space to be pissed off and be annoyed and be angry for today, or for 5 minutes or whatever, not to carry it on with you over the next weeks and months and even years ahead. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.